plan ahead. But you can. It starts with talking to your loved ones about making an emergency plan. So don't wait. Communicate. Visit mass.gov/MEMA. Brought to you by the Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, and the Ad Council.
Welcome to another episode of Naive Melodies Meets Epic Moth Time. My name is Danny.
My name is Lucy.
And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. The first song we're going to play on today's show is...
Oh, I hadn't really picked.
We don't know yet, so...
What do you want to pick? What, is there anything, or should I pick? Should I pick or should you pick?
Oh, there's a song that I've been loving called Multiply by Dora Jar that I think I put on this week's playlist for today. Yeah, we prepared a playlist this time.
Should I play the song that you said?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
No, Lucy.
What if I just played something else?
Okay, you can play something else if you want. But
no, I'll play your song.
Okay, good.
Should I play it?
Yeah. It's called Multiply by Dora Jar.
I guess I'll play it.
Lucy guesses that she'll play
it. I'll play it.
When I lean in, you multiply. Got a feeling you'll be in my life for a long time. Hello, everyone. That was Multiply by Dora Jar. Quite a lovely, lovely song. Very good for walking around campus and to class, too. Up next, we've got California Dreamin' by Bobby Womack. This version is really fun, and I'm not sure if it's an original or if it's a cover, but... really good, really groovy. It's California Dreamin' by Bobby Womack.
All the leaves are brown and the sky is gray. for a walk on a winter's day. I'd be saving more if I was in L.A. California dreaming on such a winter.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
That was California Dreamin' by Bobby Womack.
That was a great one. And the one before that was also a good one.
Thank you.
Maybe we just play good stuff.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Okay. Now I'm looking through our playlist and I'm trying to figure out what to play next.
That's a good thing.
I'm gonna play one that I heard sophomore year, and it reminds me of Danny and I lived in the same suite sophomore year.
That is true.
This goes way back.
Way back.
We're going back on 4 years of friendship, actually.
Yeah. Should we tell them after this how we became friends?
Sure. Are we going to keep
them? How many listeners do we have?
Oh, okay. Let's see here. Well, if it's like two.
Oh, my God.
No, we have about, I think, like 20.
Cute.
If anyone's curious, call in with maybe the answer if you have the answer. We were telling them how long we've been friends.
We've been friends for 4 years, but I wonder if the people know how we became friends.
Call in with your best guess about how we met, if you'd like to call in. Mm-hmm. We'd really like that. We think that'd be fun.
Yeah.
If you'd want. No pressure.
No pressure.
But yeah, that was California Dreamin'. I'm going to play Catch by The Cure.
Cool. I've never heard it.
It's good.
I'm excited to hear.
Okay. Should I play it?
Yep.
Okay.
Guys.
try to catch her, but never even call her name.
Hello.
There we go.
That was beautiful, Lucy. I really liked that
Thank you, Danny. It means the world to me that you say that.
Lucy!
Danny!
Okay, so now, the moment you've all been waiting for, how did me and Lucy become friends?
No one called in, by the way.
Yeah, which is really disappointing.
That's
Hello.
Okay. I understand, though. Okay, should we say it?
Yes. So, I love writing letters. I'm a big letter writer, cultivated from my many years at summer camp, writing letters. And so when the pandemic hit in 2020, I was like, I have all this time, nothing to do. I guess I will post on my Instagram story a call for more pen pals. And so Lucy followed me on Instagram because we both were going to Tufts.
Yeah.
And so,
and it was a thing where like anyone with Tufts 24 in their bio just kept following each other on Instagram.
Yeah, even if we didn't know each other.
Like, it was just to the point where it's like, you don't know any of these people, but you have like 300 new followers.
Which is bonkers, really crazy. Yeah. And so Lucy was like, I'll be your pen pal. And then we started a really intense chain of letter writing, which lasted for like 5 months. Like,
it lasted
we started until we went to
college. Yeah.
Wait, so March, April, May, June, yeah. July, August. So actually
like
six months
March, yeah.
of like really only communicating through letters.
We had like one or two FaceTimes, I think.
But mostly letters.
Yeah, mostly just letters. We texted a little bit. Honestly, we really just wrote each other letters back and forth and
Which
like talked about our lives and stuff.
Mm-hmm. I still have all of them in
the shoebox.
I still
have all of them back in California as well in like a storage unit.
Mine are in my letter box, which is under my desk.
I feel like that made me love writing letters so much.
While
I was abroad, I wrote all these love letters to my girlfriend. Did you know about that?
No.
Did you know that?
Tell me the story.
I wrote Zoe like tons of like love letters while we were abroad, and postage was like $5, so it's awful in terms of like cost, but great in terms of like
sentimentality.
Yes, exactly. I also sent like postcards home and stuff and sent some to my housemates and all that, but
cute.
I wrote all these love letters.
Yeah.
Although I didn't know they were love letters at the time. They just felt a lot like love letters, but I didn't say it yet.
Well, that's the sweetest thing I've ever heard.
Oh, thank you, Danny.
play Moon River.
Okay.
I think it's on the playlist.
Up
next we have Moon River by Frank Ocean.
Yeah. And maybe we'll read like a poem or something.
Yes. Oh my god, I have such a good one.
Okay, perfect.
One, two. I'm crossing you in style.
Someday, watch make up my heart break up. Wherever you're going, I'm going that way. Two drifters off to see the world. There's such a crazy world to see. We're all chasing after all the same, chasing after all. We're all chasing after our end. Chasing after our end. It's just around the bend, my friend. Moon, river.
I'm just going to pull it up as you...
Oh, okay.
It'll take me 2 seconds.
Okay, cool. Hi, that was Moon River by Frank Ocean. Duh. Up next... Oh, also, hi, Una. I love you. Mwah. Okay, so now I'm going to read a poem because we love reading poems on...
It's poetry time.
Naive Melodies, Epic Moth Time. Duh.
Do you want to go
first? And then we have to do a moth fact, too.
Oh, right. Do you want to go first?
Yeah, I'll go first. Okay, so my poem is called Flirtation by Allison Joseph, and it's a pantoum, which is a special type of poem that has an A-B-A-B rhyme scheme. So it means that the second line in each stanza becomes the first line in the next stanza. Mm. And so if you listen, you'll notice that. And it's really hard to get right, but it's really cool, and it's such a beautiful poem, especially this one. Okay, so here we go. Flirtation by Allison Joseph. I like my tights electric blue, my shoes of patent leather. This dance I dance is meant for you. I move quick as new weather. My shoes of patent leather shine brighter than my skin. I move quick as new weather to shed this dress I'm in. Shining brighter than my skin, my eyes they say it all. I'll shed the dress I'm in, let summer fabric fall. My eyes they see it all, they see what's false, what's true. Let summer fabric fall, I know what we can do. I know what's false, what's true. I dance this dance, it's meant for you. Show me what you can do. You like my tights electric blue.
Whoa.
Isn't it cool?
Wait, also, No Way was yours kind of about dancing, because mine's about dancing.
Oh my god, what? Whoa.
Right?
Okay, what's your poem?
Okay, my poem is called Three Things to Remember. It's by Mary Oliver, who has the famous poem, like, Wild Geese. You know that one?
I don't know, but
oh, Wild Geese
is great. I probably should
know. I can read that one at some point, too. And I think it's really lovely, but this poem reminds me of Zoe. This is Three Things to Remember.
Hi, Zoe.
As long as you're dancing, you can break the rules. Sometimes breaking the rules is just extending the rules. Sometimes there are no rules. Because she's such a good dancer, but...
Oh, is that the whole poem?
That's the whole poem. It's super short.
Whoa!
So, that's the whole poem. I just like the idea that, like, she's such a good dancer, but there's no kind of, like, you know, hierarchy of how someone should dance. You can just have a good time and have fun. And that's all that really matters if you're dancing.
Very true. Whoa.
Super true.
It's crazy that we both chose dancing poems without consulting
each
other.
We didn't even say anything about it to each other.
Yeah.
Is it meant to be, perhaps?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Can we play Amour Plastique by Video Club next?
Yes. Okay.
This is Amour Plastique by Video Club.
Dans mon esprit tout divague, je me perds dans tes yeux. Je me noie dans la vague de ton regard amoureux. Je ne veux que ton âme divaguant sur ma peau. Une fleur, une femme dans ton cœur, Roméo. Je ne suis que ton nom, le souffle lancinant de nos corps dans le sombre animé lentement. Que quand le jour sombre, que s'abattent sur moi mes tristes démons. Dans la vie me s'en font, aime-moi jusqu'à ce que les roses fanent, que nos âmes sombrent dans les limbes profondes. La 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 la
résonne en baiser le long de ta poitrine, perdu dans l'avalanche de mon cœur égaré. Qui es-tu? Où es-tu? Par les pleurs, par les rires de ton ombre effarée, je résonne en baiser. Dans mon esprit tout divague, je me perds dans tes yeux, je me noie dans la vague de ton regard amoureux. Je ne veux que ton âme divagant sur ma peau, une fleur, une femme dans ton cœur Roméo. Je ne suis que ton nom, le souffle lancinant.
Hello.
Hello.
It's me.
And me.
I wonder if they can tell who's who based on our voices. Probably.
If you know us, definitely, I feel like. But do you mean if someone doesn't know us?
Yeah.
If they, like, if the
I'm
person,
Danny.
I'm Lucy. What is the easiest? I guess my voice is deeper.
And I just sound like this.
I suppose. Okay. Commit that to memory if you'd like.
Yeah.
That's Danny. This is Lucy. Should I make a noise as well?
If you want. Okay. Oh, wait, I have to think of a moth fact, but you have to play your song first.
Okay, I'll play a song then. I'll play, Born Confused by Porridge Radio.
Ward.
Ward is right.
I'm bored to death, let's argue. I'm bored to death, let's argue. I'm bored to death, let's argue. What is going on with me? And maybe I was born confused and bad.
Whoa, whoa, whoa,
right?
Whoa, whoa.
And it just kind of ends abruptly.
Whoa.
Whoa, is it right?
Whoa. Okay, moth fact time.
Okay.
Welcome to Epic Moth Time. Okay, so here is my moth fact. Some moths don't eat, ever. For example, the adult Luna moth, which is one of my favorite moths, doesn't even have a mouth. Its sole purpose when it emerges from its cocoon is to mate and lay eggs. It doesn't need to bother itself with eating. Isn't that crazy?
I feel like eating is such a fun activity, though.
I know. Luna moths and many other species of adult moths have no time for food.
I have
all
so much time
All they
want to
do is mate.
Whoa. That is a crazy moth fact, actually. That is kind of crazy.
Moths are only interested in mating.
I think it'd be like nice to have time for dinner, though, or
only
something.
Only mating.
Whoa.
No time for meals, just mating.
I suppose so.
What should we play next?
I'm going to play, I think, my Graham's dedication.
Okay.
I feel like I used to do this every single radio show, and then I don't do this as much. I haven't done it this year, this semester. I've been doing it every year, though, and every semester I've done radio. But this semester I've been a little bit lapsed, which is not good. So every radio show I do a dedication for my grandmother, Grams.
Hi.
Hi, Gramsy. I don't think she's listening because I think I need to resend her the link again for WFO. But if you are listening, hi, Gramsy, I miss you. This is You and Me by Penny and the Quarters. I play this one a lot for her, so it'll be coming up a lot on the radio.
Cute.
Yeah, I love this song.
Cute.
And it's You and Me, so this is for you, Gramsy, because it's you and me. I never thought I'd say this, but we're going to play One Dance next.
One Dance by Drake. Okay, do you want to hear my Drake theory? So this is my theory about Drake.
Okay.
So I think Drake is going to do something bad.
What?
And he's going to get canceled. But I don't know when this is going to happen. So I've been trying to listen to as much Drake as I possibly can.
Is this, are you being genuine?
No, I'm being 100% right, serious right now.
This is the first I've ever heard you say something like this.
Well, can you let me finish?
Sorry. I'm a little bit in shock. I didn't realize. Okay.
So I have a theory that Drake is going to do something bad and then get canceled. And then it's going to be socially unacceptable to listen to Drake. So my theory is that this is going to happen quite soon. I can't tell when, but I know it's going to happen.
What?
And so I'm trying to listen to as much Drake as I possibly can without it getting old now so that I won't feel the need to listen to him later.
But what if you make yourself a bigger fan by listening to all this Drake?
I'm not a bigger fan. I just really like One Dance. Also, shout out to my camp friends. At camp, my friend Hazel made up a dance to One Dance called the One Dance Dance, and it's so good.
I'm still a little bit in shock right now about what you've said on the what you've just said.
So yeah, so the One Dance Dance is really, really good, and so whenever I listen to One Dance, I have to do the One Dance Dance.
You've pivoted though to a completely different element of this, and I'm still stuck on what you've said.
Those are the two reasons why we're playing One Dance by Drake. Enjoy.
Hold on.
No, time to play the song.
I don't know.
Dance by Drake.
Oh, okay. One Dance by I'm usually a little bit in shock.
No, One Dance by Drake. Okay. Enjoy.
On your ways, front way, back way, you know that I don't play. Streets not safe, but I never run away, even when I'm away. OT, OT, there's never much love when we go OT. I pray to make it back in one piece. I pray. That's why I need a One Dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me. I need a One Dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me.
Baby, I like you so.
Strength and guidance, all that I'm wishing for my friends. Nobody makes it from my ends. I had to bust up the silence. You know you gotta stick by me. Soon as you see the text, reply me. I don't wanna spend time fighting. We got no time, and that's why I need a One Dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me. I need a One Dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me.
That was One Dance by Drake.
Yeah. What's up next?
I think In a Van by Saint Seneca.
Okay.
Do you know Saint Seneca?
No.
I think they actually might be from somewhere in the Midwest. Maybe Ohio?
ill.
Okay, Danny is from Wisconsin for reference. Let me see. I'm going to make conversation as I look this up. So, how is the weather? How are you doing? What is up with you? Tell me about your life.
Are you talking to me?
I'm kind of just talking generally as I try to figure out where they're from. They're from Columbus, Ohio. I was correct.
Lol.
Okay. This is in a van. As in, did you ever watch that SNL skit, like, in a van down by the river?
No.
Okay. Well, that just cut the entire part. That's like if you went, I have a theory about Drake, and I went, who is that? Tough breaks. It's tough out here to make SNL references.
Well, I, for context, am just like really not very good at.
I'm gonna cut your mic because I'm mad at you now forever.
Okay, that's valid.
I'm kidding. I won't do that. No, it's but okay. This is In a Van by Saint Seneca.
Yeah.
Like no other, new
love that song, Lucy. Really good pick.
Thank you.
I like it.
Do you want to read the dried fruit PSA then?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Dried fruit PSA time.
Whoa. Who is that?
Okay, sorry. Take two. Dried fruit PSA. Looking for some sweet, great-tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating dried fruits. Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and oh so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients. But no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. A public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah.
This next song might be our last song.
Thank you. What?
Well.
No.
Well, because
hold on. No, it's not our last song.
Well, if you leave.
No. Okay, what song is it?
All right, well, you know.
What song is it?
It's Dreams by the Cranberries.
Oh my god, I love
yeah.
this song.
Okay.
Okay, word. Hi.
Hi.
That was Dreams by The Cranberries. An amazing song. What?
We said it at the same time.
Yeah, I know that.
Whoa. Okay. What the heck is this? Why are you being so harsh?
No, I wasn't being harsh.
You're yelling at me.
I'm not yelling.
You're smothering me.
You are listening to 90. Okay. Hello. You are listening to Naive Melodies X Epic Moth Time on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Tom's Freeform Radio.
We said at the same time.
Yeah. Okay, what's our last song?
Our last song is called Matchbox by Rainbow Kitten Surprise.
Cool.
See you
next week.
Do you like this one?
I don't know it.
Maybe you'll like this one.
Maybe I will.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Cops in the undercover bubble gum, it's only high seven. Still under the radar, 7 billion on the planet. Wait straight to the moon. Salutations to Apollo on a mission to Mars. Surely soon to follow. And you bit my lip when I kiss you. I bit my tongue not to tell you that I miss you. I share my blood for an instant. I would trade some more to have it back. Yeah, I would trade all of this for that. Expose on feelings I don't fully understand. Started a matchbox guitar, slow jam. With hope just as large as the room in my car. My career went as far as the can that I get. Down the road for a while, till I'm just settled in. I'll hold it for change, for charitable donors. Like, excuse me sir, miss, could you spare a moment to support love, support love. Well, I know I should've been more vocal. Sure I could've been more social. I've been hanging out in the short rope. Is that I'm a master of matchbox guitar sessions. You're a master of passive aggressive magic tricks. Like that's not the car that I would pick, but it's your life to live like how you'd like to live. You're the master of madlock, lock, picking lists. All the asshole keeps laughing at our predicaments. But this ain't the life that I should've picked, but it's the cards we don't. Thank you.
I'm a scary gargoyle on a tower that you made with plastic power. Your rhinestone eyes are like factories far away. Where the paralytic dreams that we all seem to keep drive on engines till they weep. With future pixels in factories far away. So call the mainland from the beach. Your pod is now washed up in bleach. The waves are rising for this time of year. And nobody knows what to do with the heat. Under sunshine pylons we'll meet while rain is falling like rhinestones from the sky. Far away.